If you happen to drive down the freeway and see two sleekly dressed Scandinavians cruising by, sticking their tongues out at you, just might be a kind of pop. Stick your tongue out. Famous Swedish music duo consists of Aino Jaavo and Caroline Jelt. They are best known for their multi-platinum hit, I Love It. Now, more than a decade later, Iconopop has released its second album. It's called Club Romantic. Bandmates Aino Jaavo and Caroline Jelt join us now from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure. Let me ask Caroline, 10 years between the release of albums, why?
Wow. It's just been so much going on. We've been touring constantly and we wanted to make an album for a long time. And we actually had an album almost done when the pandemic hit. That was a little bit like, oh no, what are we going to do right now? But then we went back to Sweden and we just started writing a lot of music and felt, okay, you know what? This is the real album.
Aino Jaavo, what was it like to be back in Sweden during the pandemic? Because you've been all over the world.
Yeah, it was definitely special. I mean, we've been in the States for over 10 years, so it felt very weird to be in Stockholm, but that's also why our album sounds a little bit more different as well, because we got to return to the studio where we first started and we wrote our first songs.
What did being in Sweden in that old studio remind you of, or how do you think it affects the material on this album?
I mean, Sweden is a mecca for dance music in Scandinavia, so I think the weather definitely does a big part of like getting into a certain vibe and write those melancholic songs that we usually do.
It's like you only get light, what, 5 minutes a day or something, right?
In the whole December month, we only had 40 minutes of sunshine. So it gets dark, you have nothing to do, you get pretty bored. And I definitely think that when you get bored, that kind of makes you inspired.
You hit me 1,000 miles an hour, baby. It's like you stripped me of my powers.
The song Fall in Love. That's a nice song. Your album captures a lot about love. I have seen, though, in interviews, you've said that you like to disguise heartbreak with uplifting songs you can dance to.
We like to do that. We always say the best songs are songs that you can both dance and cry to.
What can dance music do to touch that range of emotions, do you think?
I think dance music, it's just liberating. I also feel like dance music have that thing where it can give you that nostalgic feel. Even if you hear a song for the first time, it can really bring back those memories of something great happening to you or something sad, but it's just that little superpower of tickling the nostalgic nerves.
Let me ask you about the song Stockholm at Night.
That song is about our friends, you know, because we were abroad for such a long time and we kind of came back and we thought that everything was like it was for 10 years ago. And, you know, your friends have some stopped doing music, some people started to do totally other things. And it was like this very beautiful but sad moment when we came back to Sweden and realized that, wow, things have really changed. Like, we have grown up and we're so different. Thinking about the beautiful things and wishing sometimes that you could stop time and just be in that moment.
As you take a look over the last decade, You both became parents, didn't you?
We did.
What, gave birth within weeks of one another?
Insane. But yes, that's true. Not planned. We talk about that a lot, that we changed a lot, grew a lot as persons. You can have a really bad day, but as soon as you see this little beautiful person, yeah, it just changes you. You know, it's not about you anymore. And I think that's very healthy a lot of times.
Caroline, how do you feel about that?
I just know that it's the best thing in the world. It's challenging, it's fun, and it is very beautiful to be able to do this alongside your best friend and to see our kids growing up and they love each other. Mm-hmm. We always joke about that they didn't have a choice.
Well, it would have been awkward otherwise.
Yeah.
Does having children cut down on your dance club time?
I feel like we're just more effective. 'Cause you're free to do what we make much smarter decisions. We trust our instincts better, and then we make sure to have time to work, dance, and family time. The biggest challenge in all of this in our lives right now, it's scheduling, but we have a great team, so we make it work.
I know. Do you think it'll be another 10 years for the next album, or do you have things in the works?
Well, the thing is that we actually already started our third album. We just wrote so much music during the pandemic, because in Sweden there wasn't a lockdown.
That's right, there wasn't a lockdown in Sweden, and it was dark.
It was dark, there was not a lockdown, and I mean, we were super pregnant while we were writing that album, and we kind of talk about it a lot, that it's so weird how we wrote our clubbiest album during such a quiet time. But I guess that just sparked the nerve in us to kind of create our little getaway, which yeah, was Club Romantic. And we did a lot of live stream stuff with people, and we could see how the dance music really made people feel alive. Even though they couldn't go out, we could like actually talk to them and play them some dance music to kind of escape from the reality for a second.
I know Javo and Caroline Jelt, of course, of Iconopop. Their new album is Club Romantic, released this week. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.